Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Love Movies.
Coming to you once again from the Old Town Playhouse in Traverse City, Michigan. I feel like my mic is a little hot, so whoever is in charge of such things, just maybe dial it down just a tad, but we'll see as we go along here how it works out. Thank you all for taking a moment out of your film festival schedule to attend. Thank you for, I can already see that there are some name tags here, which is always very exciting at a film festival because you have to carry that shit around all day. It's Thursday, August 1st. Did everybody get their rent paid? Yeah, I rarely do. For some reason, it's rarely is the first of the month when I do a show, so I really want to do that public service and make sure that everybody's taking care of themselves with that. And real quickly, let me get out of the way my Doug plugs. Next week, I'm going to be at the Secret Group in Houston for 2 shows. Stand Up Wednesday, August 7th, and then Doug Loves Movies on Thursday, August 8th. Both shows at 8 o'clock. And then on Saturday, August 10th, I'm doing Doug Loves Movies at the Improv in Miami, Florida. First time in that spot. So please come out, Floridians. For all of my dates and deets, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah! Come on!
Shh. I love the house lights are up for some reason, which is cool. you could go ahead and turn those off, probably. Yes! But it was fun during that to see everybody's faces because every fifth or sixth face had no idea what was happening. No idea why everybody's chanting all those crazy things. I'd like to do a dugout really quickly. I'd like to give a dugout to the stupid motherfuckers that I threw out of the last show in San Francisco. I just want to say, if they listen to the show, I don't think they do. I think that was part of the miscommunication between them thinking they could just sit there and chat amongst themselves the whole time. Maybe because they thought that's how podcasts work or something. I don't know. But maybe they're explaining what was happening to each other, because I can understand that. But they just wouldn't respond when I would ask them what their problem was. So I told them to get the hell out and called them, I think, the stupidest motherfucker. One of them I called the stupidest motherfucker I've ever seen, I think. Anyway, so apologies to them. And, it's just a life tip to them. Just shut the fuck up. And then people like me won't yell at them anymore. And as a tribute to them, and just because I like shaking things up, and it'll be funny when I say it to an audience that doesn't understand why I'm saying it, the opening of the show from now on, I'm going to say, "Hey, hey, hey, stupid motherfuckers." Because ultimately, we're all stupid motherfuckers at one moment or another in time. I brought a lot of fun prizes for you guys. I should say they were donated by awesome people. When I was in San Francisco, there's a lady there. Oh, God, now I'm going to screw up her name. I want to say her name's Jenica. She made these donuts that are suitable for chucking into crowds without making a mess. Yeah. So I'm going to have some of these. I'll put some in the prize bag, but I'll also hang on to a few and chuck them at you guys during the show tonight. And then from our friends at IFC, we got a book called Wildlife, and now it's a major motion picture. Oh, yeah, I saw that with Carey Mulligan and Jake Gyllenhaal. I saw the movie. Not going to read the book, because I'm giving it to you guys. And then they gave us a Blu-ray of a movie called Ghost Stories and a DVD of The Death of Stalin, which is very funny. It's from the guy who created Veep. And we got some Doug Loves Movies stickers and a Rockin' Pin, Doug Benson pin. You go to rockinpins.com to purchase one if you want one. Plus, I think we have some with me here if anybody wants to come up to me at the festival and acquire one. Oh, and this bag is from Purple Rose Supply, which is probably a weed thing. All of that, plus stuff brought by my three guests who are all here to do various things at this festival, and we'll talk all about that as soon as I introduce you to Dan Schechter, Joe DeRosa, and Sam the Ma'am Levine. A.K.A. Lil Logan. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hello, white dudes.
I don't see color, Doug.
All right. Hey, dudes. Let's meet them individually, starting with the man to my left. It's Dan Schechter, everybody.
Hello.
Who I met at this very festival.
It's our friendiversary.
It really is. So now it's been how many years since that one?
That was 2014. So 5 years by my math.
Yeah. 5 years? Oh, Lord.
It goes by in a flash.
It's been 5 years since I threw owner Tuchel off of this show on this stage. Yeah.
Wow. How many people, just round of applause, was here for that?
Who was here for that?
Holy, that's so fucking funny.
Oh, that brings me so much joy. It's almost like you just keep coming back hoping that's going to happen again. But then, of course, you know, the next day we had drinks, hanging out. You know, when you're in Traverse City, everybody's pretty nice. So we got along great. And then I made the mistake of having him on the show again out in L.A. And same thing happened, only much worse. So it's been interesting. But you, I met you that year because you had a film playing here at the festival.
Yeah.
Because you are a director and writer of films.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you've got one playing at the festival this time.
That's why you're back.
That is accurate.
Yeah. Tell us about it.
Okay.
Dud.
It's called Safe Spaces. It stars Justin Long and Fran Drescher and Richard Schiff. It's playing, I guess it won't really matter to people listening at home. For you guys, it's playing over the next, I think, tomorrow at 9 and Saturday at 6. It's, I don't know, a comedy about a college professor who does something kind of borderline fucked up and gets in trouble and kind of gets real defensive about it. And it's debated throughout the film. And then also some personal family stuff.
Yeah, and it's a kind of the debate is very interesting because you can, you know, you could see both sides of it, but you'll probably have your own side.
Yeah.
In the situation. And playing twice here at the festival, so check it out. Why are you laughing at that? Just trying to get them to go see your movie. And then what about the rest of the world? When can they see it? What's the story with it?
I was going to mention that in plugs, but I think it's going to come out in November, December of this year, like in some theaters, VOD kind of deal or something that. So yeah, we got some kind of distribution. I'm very pleased.
Okay, great. Good for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Calm down.
Sitting next to Dan is my buddy Joe DeRosa.
Hi. Hi, Doug.
Hey, dude.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good, man. Good.
Is this place fun? Isn't Traverse City awesome?
Very fun. I haven't been here in 10 years. And the last time I was here, I also got into an incident with a man on a stage. And we did not drink afterwards. He, in fact, requested I never be invited back to this place.
And then like an editorial was written in the local paper about you.
That's what I heard. Yeah, I heard that too.
You're a real... Yeah, it was a real scandal when Joe DeRosa rolls through town.
Jeez.
Lock up your children.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little afraid to walk around outside. I don't know what's going to happen out there.
Who's mad at you?
You know, I mean, man...
Maybe that person's in the audience tonight.
Are you out there, sir? That screamed, "You're pushing it, buddy," in the middle of my joke.
That is a great heckle.
Yeah.
You're pushing it. Tread lightly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Watch your step, pal.
Yeah. He didn't, it was a religious joke he did not care for. And then I prayed on stage. I prayed to God that man get into a horrid car accident on his way home. And then another person, a lady, started yelling at me that it was okay to wish harm on the man, but not through car accidents, because car accidents are not funny. Real roller coaster ride last time here in Traverse City. Here we are again.
Well, this is a good time to bring up that was during the comedy festival in the dead of winter, which is quite brutal here. And they just announced that the comedy festival is going to be back again next year.
Yeah.
Nice.
And strangely, I don't think they had to say this. They announced that Joe DeRosa is not invited. That seems harsh.
I'm going to do a roundtable discussion with that man and woman on stage.
Oh, Lord.
Called Healing.
So fun to watch. we have another veteran of visiting Traverse City during festival time, and that's Sam Levine.
Oh, hello. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Sam, which festival do you prefer, the Cherry Festival or the Film Festival?
I prefer the film festival. It's tastier. I'm not really a cherry guy.
You don't like cherries?
Yeah. I mean, like, I'll eat like a fresh, like, picked cherry.
Uh-huh.
But I hate that you got to watch out for the pits.
Right.
You chip your teeth. And then I don't like cherry flavored things.
Oh, okay.
Like cherry pie, I'm not a fan of.
Cherry flavored pie?
Cherry flavored pie. Not a fan.
Those are real cherries in there.
Yeah, but
they took the pits out.
But
for
they
you.
Don't taste like I want them to taste. Now they're all warm.
Well, why don't you let a cherry just be and let it express itself the way it chooses to?
I'm not stopping the cherry from expressing itself. I'm just saying I don't enjoy it, so I let it express itself to others.
Sounds racist to me.
Okay. You're really right at it again, are you, Joe?
I'm sorry.
Let's talk prize bag. Did you guys bring stuff?
Yes.
What do you got, Sam?
Oh, I brought some magical treats all the way from Los Angeles. Because I know there are nerds here. Don't act like you're not. You guys want these Star Wars collectibles figures. It's the Titanium series. There's a Millennium Falcon in there. I see an X-Wing, a TIE Fighter, and something else. I don't know. I'm not that big a nerd. I am. And then, here's a fun one. A little baby Chewbacca bobblehead dealie. Yep.
That's looks like Groot.
Looks like Groot. Yep. And then a mug. A very nice mug with Yoda on it. It says Jedi on this side and Yoda on this side. And it perfectly fits the Chewbacca. And then last but not least, kids, make sure you get your parents' permission before playing with this one. It's a lightsaber!
Make it light up. Make it light up.
There's no batteries in this stuff. But wait, what if I use the
Force? All right,
then
open up one end and put your dick in it. Hey, I forgot to mention they sell booze here at the Old Town Playhouse now. It's not just for the performers anymore. What do you got for us, Joe?
Well, I forgot about the prize bag because I was flying overnight and I forgot. So was Sam. Sam remembered. He's a better person. But luckily backstage, they had four of the worst snacks I have ever seen in my life. Starting with roasted seaweed, which we've all seen at this point. That's nothing new. That's, you know, that's been around for a while. Then a bag of French beans. And I was like, oh, I guess they're dried out beans. And on the back, it's like, no, they're just beans in this fucking bag. And then sprouted organic snacking seeds. Doesn't that sound like fun? During a movie? And then this one, I can't even wrap my head around it. It's 88 acres vanilla spice sunflower seed butter. That there was nothing to spread it on, so I can only assume you're supposed to eat it right out of the case.
No, you're supposed to put it on the seaweed.
Oh my God. For Christ's sakes, people, eat a fucking Dorito. Oh, and then also the serving tray, too.
I don't think we're supposed to take that. All right.
They said I could have it.
Pretty nice tray.
All the stuff. And then I got, I was like late, you know, I just flew in. So I went to Kilwin's and I got this giant bag of caramel popcorn that has a drizzle of milk chocolate on it. And then I guess because Michael, oh no, we dropped all the snacks. Ugh.
I tried to dump the tray and everything into the bag and missed completely.
All right, and I got a hat here, I guess, in honor of old Michael Moore. So he gave a Traverse City 2019 hat. And it came inside of a, let's see, a tote bag from, is this a good local business? The Good Bowl, Enlightened Vietnamese Food. So you get the tote bag as well. And I think Sam gave you one also. So
it's true. It's a nice bag.
Yeah, I mean, this. Whoever wins is totes going to be happy. All right, so somebody's going to win all that stuff tonight. But before we get to the game portion of the show, let's talk about movies a little bit. Dan Schechter, film director. That's probably why you got into the game, just because it rhymes. What was the last movie you saw?
I saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood for the second time.
You've seen it twice? Times.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I told you that I had to pee and I missed this one part and I really wanted to see what happened in that second part. So I have that AMC A-list pass, so now I go see movies like twice sometimes.
So you, approximately how far into it did you go pee?
I don't want to give anything away. But
well, I've seen it, so that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to
There's
get an
moment,
idea of
it's
it.
It's a nice scene, but it looked like a not an action set piece where he sits down next to this lovely young girl on set, and they have a chat, and so I didn't know what happened.
Yeah, it's good
time.
To double back and see that scene, for sure.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. I dig that movie. It got into me. I've been thinking about it a lot since. I listen to soundtrack. I'm reading all the tweets and articles and stuff. I don't know. It got under my skin. I really enjoy it. I think I might even go back and see it again at some point, just one more time. I want to read it. I don't know if they put those scripts out.
It's pretty unusual for a super long movie. Like, the last long movie that I saw that I wanted to keep seeing it in theaters was, I think, Magnolia, like, really got to me, and I saw that a few times in theaters. But that's quite a commitment there, Dan.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're into it.
I like watching those two dudes. They were great.
I think they're both amazing.
They're
so much funnier than anyone would ever give them credit for because they're good looking.
Yeah.
So I just... Now that I think about it, I hate both of them. Joe, what was the last movie you saw, Joe?
In the theater, it was Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, but just yesterday before I got on the plane.
Oh, wait,
yesterday?
So the last movie you saw?
Literally the last movie.
Okay, yeah. That's what I was asking.
Yeah, yeah. Oh.
You don't have to go back two or three movies. You can go right to the last one.
Thanks for having me. I rewatched Clue last night.
What? And, which one was your favorite ending?
All the endings are so good. I mean, the best ending is the final ending where Michael McKean. I love movies that end like an old sitcom. So Michael McKean going, I'm going to go home and have sex with my wife. Freeze frame, shake, rattle, and roll kicks in. That's unbelievable. Only to be rivaled by the ending of Easy Money, where Rodney Dangerfield has a piece of pizza and he's using his ascot as a napkin. And he goes, my mother-in-law, for years I wouldn't kiss her face. I ended up kissing her ass. Freeze frame. And then the song Easy Money by Billy Joel kicks in. I'm just like, that's such a great way to end a movie. But Clue.
Well, I mean, the classic one, speaking of Dangerfield, is we're all going to get laid. Cut to Dancing Gopher and Kenny Loggins.
It was like I hadn't seen Clue in a few years. So it was just amazing watching it again. Every single person, it's a grand slam in that movie. But I was particularly swept away by Madeline Kahn and Tim Curry, and it was just awesome.
Oh, can I recommend Young Frankenstein and Rocky Horror?
Yes.
Yeah, because those are great movies that they are in.
Yeah.
You don't have to sit through Clue.
Well, oh, you don't see. Oh, wait.
I don't like Clue.
You're one of these people that doesn't. There are
I'm a
people
Clue
that,
hater.
There are people. It sounds like you're clueless in my book.
Clueless is a much better movie.
Oh, my God.
Much better.
Yeah, without question.
Yeah, hey, without question.
You think Clueless is better than Clue?
Yeah.
Clueless. Where do you guys stand on Clute?
I don't, because she seems like a nice lady. Joe's really spinning out here.
Fired up.
I can't believe you don't like, I'm just shocked.
I was too when I saw it. Because as a fan of all those actors, they're all amazing comedy actors, and I like them in all those other things, like Mel Brooks things, and, you know, and of course, Martin Mull's amazing on his TV show, but Fernwood Tonight. But, it never worked for me, and I even got forced to revisit it because people kept insisting it's great, and when I revisited it, I was still like, I don't know what's going on here. I don't get it.
I'm going to say something to you. And I'm a Mel Brooks fan. Clue is funnier than any Mel Brooks movie.
That is insane. That's an insane statement.
Except for Young Frankenstein, maybe.
Hashtag year off of DeRosa, everybody. Go ahead. Go ahead and let us know.
I think it's funnier.
You better watch it, buddy.
Yeah.
Or whatever that guy said.
Yeah.
You're pushing it, buddy.
No, but we do understand now how much you love it, because those Mel Brooks movies are...
I'm not knocking Mel. Mel's great.
He won an Oscar for one of them. Clue got nominated for nothing.
You know, some people don't do it for the awards.
That's
Doug.
True.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. They do it to find out who done it. They said the actors the script, but they left out the last pages, so they all said yes just to find out.
I don't know. Maybe it's a shitty movie. I don't know. You got me doubting myself. Wait, at me twice. I said it was better than any Mel Brooks movie, you booed. Then I go, maybe it's not great.
There's a large area
in there, Joe.
Joe.
That was a crazy statement, but there's plenty of them that think Clue's fine. They like it.
Fine.
There's nobody that's like a Clue fanatic like you.
It's better than
there's
any...
There's no clunatics out here. Who's the biggest clunatic? There's a lady out there. You are?
These guys are
friends. You love it? How many times have you seen it? 70? Holy shit.
That's fucking crazy.
Sounds like you got a place to flop tonight, Joe.
No, I love it.
Go watch Clue with this lovely couple.
I love it. I think you should revisit it.
Oh, God damn it. I revisited it. I already revisited it once. Like, why do I have to do it again?
I don't know. You know, just...
All right. As long as I don't have to watch Hook again, I'm fine. Yeah,
I'm with
another
you on
one.
Hook.
Oh, see, that's another one that really divides people.
Hook?
You merely bring it up and people start chanting in the audience.
Oh, God, Hook is just a...
See, I told you, I had to egg him on, but they did it.
Even when I was 11, I was watching Hook like, fuck this movie.
Yeah, I was pretty young the first time I saw it, and I was like, I don't like this at all.
Yeah.
And then I did revisit it because people were chanting Rufio at me all the time. And it fucking sucks.
It's terrible.
That little kid, he gets on the plane, he's got a baseball, and he's throwing it against the ceiling, and no one is telling him to stop doing it.
Yeah.
Hook on a commercial like, airline, you're going to let a kid do that?
Yeah. Hook is like, did you ever want to see a less edgy Goonies?
Do you want to see Mrs. Doubtfire without the political statement? Sam, you're looking at your phone. Do you have a screening to get to?
No, I was just checking to see what the Metacritic to Rotten Tomatoes said about.
No, which
I
one?
I wasn't actually.
Oh, I was
but
so
I
excited. I was so excited you were going to give us the rating for Clue or something.
I probably can do that pretty quickly. Would you want Clute or Clueless?
I don't care about those other two. I just want to know about Clue.
Clue.
I know how Clue did with the critics. I feel like not well.
I looked it up last night. It's not very high. Oh, it's okay. It's certified fresh, but not by a lot.
Oh, so it's like,
it is
it's
not
like 16...
certified fresh. It is at 59%,
which is one off
which is
of being
one
certified
off.
Fresh.
But audience score 86%.
Yeah. Oh, what do they know? At this point, nobody is rating this
yeah.
movie who's like
only people
just
who
seeing it for the first time.
Yeah. Only people who like it are yeah. rating it.
Yeah. People who don't like it are not seeing it and not rating it. They're like, no, I'm not going to see that movie. It's not a good movie that I don't like. But that's okay. I like Clue. It's my ex-girlfriend's favorite movie. Yeah, this is a true fact, guys. That's why we broke up. No, it's not. So I had to watch it a couple times, and it has funny moments. But then there are long stretches where I don't think anything particularly funny happens.
Because they're trying to keep the, you know. I'll go one further. It was directed by the man who directed My Cousin Vinny. Oh. That's a better movie. Yeah.
I would accept that premise. I don't agree, but I would accept it. My Cousin Vinny is amazing.
It holds up remarkably well.
That's an Academy Award winning film.
Yeah, people love to say, you know, that Marissa Tomei didn't actually win the Oscar. It was a mistake or something, or, you know, there's people, but she is so good in that.
She's fantastic in it.
What was that Mel Brooks Oscar you mentioned? Was it Producers?
He won a screenplay for Producers, yeah.
I was just curious. Sorry.
Yeah.
That's all I'm thinking about.
I love it. Let's go back anytime you want to fact check something. What was the last movie you saw, Sam?
I rewatched Kick-Ass last night.
That's an interesting
yeah.
movie to go back to. Why?
It was on. I still have cable, and so I'm at the mercy of the jukebox. And it was on, and I hadn't seen it since I saw it in theaters, and I was like, let me rewatch this. I don't remember a whole lot about it.
Holds up good?
There are great moments in that movie. I forgot, honestly, I don't think we give Nick Cage enough credit for how great he is
oh,
in that movie.
Oh, so good in that.
Yeah.
He's such a really fun choice that he's like, oh, I'll do the Adam West Batman.
Yeah.
It's so perfect. It's so hilarious the whole time.
He's terrific in it, and Chloe Grace Moretz is great in it. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of, Mark Strong is in there, and somebody else that is famous.
Wait, is this... Are you trying to name everybody in the movie?
No, I was trying to think about other people. I was like, oh, I forgot they were in this.
Yeah.
There's at least one other person who...
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I don't remember. Boy, I sure hope that's not on the games tonight. I might have been drinking wine.
I think you were probably searching for Christopher Mintz-Plasse.
Nope, an adult. An adult actor.
Oh, an adult actor that's also in that movie?
Yeah.
This is a fun game.
Well, a grown-up actor.
Yeah, I can't think of it.
It was somebody, I was like, oh, I forgot he's in this too.
What's the name of the guy that plays Kick-Ass?
Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Yeah, amazing actor.
Yeah, he's quite good.
Like, he's very good.
I saw him in a movie I don't think anyone's seen called Nowhere Boy. Which was a biopic they did about John Lennon,
as
a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And the movie's okay, but he is great in it. And it was kind of a weird story. If you like John Lennon specifically, not the Beatles, and you didn't know his backstory, which I didn't before seeing the movie, check it out. That poor kid had a fucked up childhood. I didn't know that. And it really informed me about the stuff he did when he was an older guy with Yoko and the
Does Norwegian
sound
Wood make sense now?
A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't even know if you wrote that one. All right.
So.
Thanks, guys. That's the end of our What We've Seen Recently movie roundup. I just came from a shorts screening over at the Bijou, and it was super fun, but I don't have a favorite really to talk about. There was one called Bodega that I was seeing for the second time because I think it got nominated for an Oscar last time out, and I enjoyed it again very much. Turn it off, Bert. Let the games begin. To signify the beginning of the games, I'm going to throw a fake donut out into the audience, and I can't be particularly accurate because they're very light. Oh, shit. There you go. Nice catch, sir. All right. So people brought name tags. Lots of good name tags. We got the front row is like all name tags.
This makes it so hard.
So just go ahead, fellas.
All right.
Pick a name tag. Go grab it from them. Bring it back.
Is
there any in the balcony?
You guys know that I'm coming.
No balcony name tags.
So many good ones. I know. There's so many good ones. That's great. That's great. That's
while Sam works this out, we're going to go to a brief commercial message. We'll be right back.
Did you take a...
Today's show is brought to you in part by Good Boys. What if the guys who made some of the most outrageous R-rated comedies like Superbad and Sausage Party decided to make an R-rated comedy starring 12-year-old boys? Well, they did, and the result is the hilarious new movie Good Boys. Good Boys follows three in-over-their-heads eighth graders as they skip school one day to do whatever it takes to learn how to kiss before their first middle school party. But they're completely clueless about all the inappropriate situations they get themselves into along the way, like accidentally getting involved in a drug deal, causing crazy car crashes, and mistaking sex toys as nunchucks. You've never seen a movie like this before with innocent 12-year-olds trying to navigate an adult world full of sex, drugs, violence, and profanity. It's super inappropriate and R-rated, but there's also a sweetness to the movie with the boys' friendships at the center of it all. Ever since South by Southwest, early audiences and critics have been raving about Good Boys, saying that you'll laugh for 90 minutes straight. They're calling it delightfully inappropriate, wildly raunchy, and undeniably sweet. Check out Good Boys in theaters August 16th. Back to the show.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
All right, we're back. Who are we playing for, guys?
I'm playing for Aladdin, which I was eyeballing. It's got my name in it. A lot of good Photoshop work here. Sam's in it a couple times.
Yeah, he is.
As Aladdin, as Jasmine, you're the Will Smith genie. Sam is also the Sultan, I think. And Jeff Tate is Apu?
Yep. Abu.
Abu. Abu. Abu. Yeah. Abu. Yeah. And then, but you kept Jafar.
It's beautiful. Yeah. It's really beautiful.
Yeah, it's a good one.
And hats off for finding the picture of me as Hitler's portrait painter from Bastards.
Okay.
All right. What do you got there, Joe?
I'm playing for B. Ryan, which it's just, what's the B for?
His character's name is Brian in Fast and Furious.
Oh, his name's Ryan, but Brian was in Fast and Furious.
Okay.
And
I just took it because it looked like a
Paul Walker character, and that's his car.
Okay. I just took it because it's a working remote control car.
Pretty cool.
You know, I've never seen that. It's clearly some time and minimal effort went into this.
You just put a post-it on the, who's that guy on the car though? I
got to be honest. I looked at the face. I don't even know.
Is that
who
Paul
it is.
Walker?
It's
him. Or that's you? That's
Tim.
That's
yeah,
Ryan.
Close, you can get to the edge of the stage without going off.
You put yourself on it.
Yeah. Hey, here's a fun game. Here's
really,
this will be fun. Move it over so it's pointed towards Ryan, and then see if you can make it jump off the stage into his lap.
There you go.
I mean, I definitely can do this. Ryan, are you down?
This is like smoking the bandit when the bridge is out. Here we go.
Turbo mode.
No, man, not the NOS.
How do you do turbo mode?
Marty, you got to get it up to 88. Oh! Oh, shit. That it's went Thelma, heavy, that went Thelma and Louise on us. That just dropped. You got to really get some momentum. There's no ramp is part of the problem.
I think the wire is the mic wire.
Okay. Here we go.
Turbo does nothing, by the way.
The wire, yeah.
All right, do it.
Whoa.
Got to get this thing up to 88.
Nice ready start. Oh! We're totally going to fuck up this guy's car.
Pretty fucked up.
All right.
Do you have a ride home? Are you okay? Are you going to be able to get home? Okay, he's going to Uber home.
Let's do it. Let's just do it one more time. Let's just do it where I throw it at you. That'll work better.
All right.
All right. And who are you playing for, Sam?
I'm playing for Inglourious Zaxtards, as well as Not Angela Teen Movie. They have crammed two films that I am
in there
on
and
this
both,
one piece of moving box
they're
cardboard.
They're both Sam Levine titles.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's beautiful.
There's some pictures of you and me on here, and even one of our pal Leonard Maltin.
Did you know that in China they call a cardboard box a paper cage?
I did not know that.
It happened in a movie I saw today.
Oh.
It was not a funny movie, but that was funny to me.
Oh.
All right, so that's who you guys are playing for. One of those people's going to win all the prizes. These dudes, from this point forward, these dudes are all going to be competing in movie trivia games. So if you know the answer out there in the audience, which I know you will at one point or another, please don't yell out because we're going to just keep it between them until we have a winner. The first game is called Purple Rain Man. I've been confusing panelists for years with this one. It's also known as Goodwill Hunting Glorious Bastards.
Oh, man.
Was another one we did one time. So I'm going to name the third billed people in this movie mashup title and just jump in and guess as often as you'd like.
All right.
And we'll see what happens. Third billed is Margot Robbie and Diane Lane.
The Wolf of Wall Street's of Fire.
Holy shit! I believe Diane Lane is second billed in Streets of Fire, but that was an amazing answer.
That's not it?
That is not it.
Fuck off!
Yeah, that was great. No one has ever answered in this game with a correct wrong answer. Like a, you know what I mean? Like two different movies that I was not looking for mashed up. But that's also, that's a good one. I'll do that on the next show.
Okay, great.
Because nobody that's on the show ever listens to it, so it's not like they will know ahead of time. Wolf of Wall Street's of Fire. I like that. All right. No other guesses at this point?
The Outsiders Suicide Squad mashup movie.
Another great guess. All right. This is where it's going to get exciting, because when I say these next two names,
oh boy,
I think one of you. Hey.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood Land?
That is it! That is the correct answer. Holy cow.
Oh.
You said, wait a minute, I thought you were going to go, how does this game work again? Nobody ever stops me to say the right answer.
Okay.
So second build is Brad Pitt and Ben Affleck, who plays that guy who played Superman in Hollywood Land, and then Leonardo DiCaprio and Adrian Brody. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood Land. Good job, Dan Schechter. You won that game. Would you like to throw a phone nut?
Oh, yeah, sure. All right.
Here we go. Watch your faces.
Going for this guy.
Oh!
I tried, pal.
Takes a real fun trajectory, these things. Okay, so this next game is a little something called Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? I'm going to name the tagline. I'm going to say the tagline from a motion picture. And these are pretty hard. Don't beat yourself up for not knowing these. But a theme should emerge if I did it all correctly.
Wait, this is a real wait. So, like, if we guess, are we out? Like, if we get it wrong?
No.
Okay.
No, you just get one guess with each one. Fair. So, Dan, you get to go first, and then we'll go to Joe, and then to Sam. Oh. And all three of you get a shot at it, so whoever gets it first, or generally nobody gets them. But it sure is exciting when somebody gets one right. This first one, Dan, is, showbiz has always been a little screwball.
The
terrible, terrible tagline. It's just for Dan.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I honestly have no idea.
Just going to Dan. If he doesn't get it, you'll get to guess that.
Jeremy. I have no idea. I'm not even going to guess. I don't even have a funny guess. Got nothing.
A fun guess? Fun guesses only, you guys. Okay, so what did you say, Joe? I didn't catch it.
I said the Elephant Man.
That's a fun guess.
Wait, let me.
That's
just,
kind of
let
a showbiz movie.
Yeah, let me reread that. Showbiz has always been a little screwball. The Elephant Man.
That would be a great.
They do some nutty shit in show business, like caging people and touring with them, calling them freaks. Sam, what do you think?
The Player.
Oh, that is a good one. I mean, it's just a terrible tagline for a movie I don't feel a lot of people saw. It's called She's Funny That Way, and it was directed by Peter Bogdanovich, and stars a lady you worked with, Dan, Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, I saw that movie.
Is in that
Forte
movie.
Was in that movie, too.
Yeah, had a lot of good people in it.
Yeah.
What was it like working with Jennifer Aniston on that film you did with her?
She was legit super cool. She was just easy, charming, talented. She was game to do whatever. I had a blast working.
Yeah, I just like getting that out there when somebody's like that, you know, because a lot of people are hard to work with, right?
Yeah, you'll know if I don't like them by how I answer. I was like,
yeah, I won't. I won't ask you any loaded questions. I already knew you liked her. All right, so nobody got that one, but never fear, because there's 70 more to go. Dan gets to go first again this time. Ooh. Joe,
why?
Because none of you got it.
Oh.
All right. Well, not really fair, but okay.
Also, that was weird. I was talking to Joe, and then Sam responded, but I thought it was Joe.
No, that was Joe. That was Joe.
Until the second thing you said, then you sounded more Sam-like. Dan?
Mm-hmm.
She's the only thing better than being there. She's the only thing better than being there.
What the?
I don't know. I don't know why my voice cracks when I say being there. She's the only thing better than being.
I don't know. Nothing.
Okay. Joe?
My Stepmom is an Alien. Starring Kim Basinger. It's a real movie. And that makes sense. You can't go to the alien planet. She's here. Hey, it's the next best thing. She's the only thing better than being on Mars. My stepmom is an alien.
Sam?
These are like riddles, you know?
Yeah. Tricky, annoying riddles. She's the only thing better than being there, Sam.
Simone, the Al Pacino, Jason Schwartzman epic.
Interesting.
There's a
because that has like a sex doll in it? Or a robot? Sex robot?
Sex robot?
Is Simone about a sex robot?
No, no, it is not.
That's, what is it about?
It's about Al Pacino creates a VR personality. And she becomes a big star.
She does. She's not real.
She's not real.
Yeah, made up.
So,
made
you know,
up
it's person. She's the only thing better than being there. Because she's not there. She's not real.
Great work, Sam.
Thanks so much, Doug.
The answer is Girl 6.
Of course it was.
Yeah.
That's a dirty sex phone line movie, guys.
It's but a phone sex movie.
How does that relate to the plot of that movie? I don't understand.
Well, she's girl number 6 is she's better than being there.
Oh yeah. Literally, my like stepmom you don't have to be alien. There. Makes more sense.
That's how this game works, Joe. All right, nobody's on the board. Going to Dan again. I'm feeling it. So far we have She's Funny That Way and Girl 6. Dan. When the smoke clears, it just means he's reloading. When the smoke clears,
no,
it just means he's reloading.
Wow, like Shaft or something. Shaft. Final answer.
Which one? Roundtree?
Aren't they all called
Jackson or Jackson? All right. There's been 3 movies that are just called Shaft. Like, I don't know why. What is going on with that Shaft sequel that they're like, let's just call it Shaft. Maybe people will remember that Sam Jackson was Shaft a decade ago, so let's just run it by him again, see what happens.
Yeah.
But we'll make a whole new movie.
The second Shaft.
Okay. No, I was joking around. It's, of course. It's none of the Shafts. Joe?
I'm going to go with Death Wish.
Mm. That's pretty good. It's fun to read it and then say the title again. When the smoke clears, it just means he's reloading. Death Wish.
Yeah.
Nope. Sam?
On Her Majesty's Secret Service.
Why that one? Of all the Bond movies.
I don't want to give away strategy, Doug.
Oh. Yeah, why not one of the better titled ones, like Quantum of Solace?
Because I don't think that's it either.
Octopussy. All right. No, the correct answer is Desperado.
Oh.
Desperado.
Oh, then I don't know the theme.
Yeah.
I love Desperado.
Okay.
I do.
Well, run it through in your head until you think of the theme of this thing. And you get the next one again, Dan.
Okay.
I hope to shut you guys down on all of these. There's not enough game shows where everybody loses. Dan, just say it. Just tell us the movie that has the tagline, "Being evil isn't easy." Joe thinks he knows it.
Fuck.
right. Being evil is an easy Maleficent.
It did look hard for her to be evil. Like, it seemed like a rough gig for Angelina. She's such a humanitarian. Joe?
It has to be Despicable Me. If you say it's not, I don't fucking believe you. It's Despicable Me. It's got to be Despicable Me.
I second that. If you say it's not, I'm walking off the stage.
Well, you know, I really love when people leave this stage. Kind of my thing. So I have to say no.
Oh, good.
Damn it. Sam?
Oh, no.
You still get a guess, Sam.
Or I'm not
maybe
really.
Maybe it's Despicable Me, too.
I could be. Being evil isn't easy.
Mm-mm. I love that you guys also haven't caught on to what the theme is yet.
Oh. I thought I had a vague idea, but I am not on board with whatever this game was that you thought up while almost certainly stone cold sober. Being evil isn't easy. She-devil.
Oh, that's not a bad guess. Yeah, that when Joe snapped his fingers, I was going to say, oh, did you think of a movie that has the devil in it? Because it would apply to any of them. And in this case, it's a movie called Little Nicky. All right, so we got Little Nicky, Desperado, Girl Six, and She's Funny That Way. Dan?
Yeah.
What movie? See, this is where you can nail it, because if you know the theme, you're just going to kill it. What movie had the tagline, "The showdown is on"? The showdown is on. Another. These are all terrible taglines, by the way.
Yes, they are.
They're really bad ones.
I think I know the theme, too.
So what movie fits that? The theme called "The showdown is on."
Man.
It's on.
I got nothing. I don't know. The game's too so hard.
So hard. Joe.
The Elephant Man Part 2.
No, good. Oh, good.
I'm going to go with, and I know this is wrong, but I'm going to go with Bowfinger, because I remember the tagline for Bowfinger was "The con is on," so maybe there was an alternate where it was "The showdown is on."
Okay. No. Sam.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
No.
All right.
No. No. The answer is From Dusk Till Dawn.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
And I can only think that they said that because it rhymes. The showdown is on from dusk till dawn.
I have a question. Are we going to play any games today that aren't fucking impossible?
I mean, Dan.
I got it now.
Dan,
do you have it now? I know.
Dan's on to what's going on here.
I still don't know what the theme is.
Okay, here's the fun part is you guys are in a three-way tie of nobody getting one.
Is there one more?
There's one more, but it's the tiebreaker. And you don't get to each go one at a time on this one. I'm going to say it, and the first one of you that says it right wins.
I think I can buzz in now. All right.
Really? You got a pre-guess?
Kind of. It's the only one I can think of.
Interesting. Okay. The only one you could think of. I don't think you know what the theme is.
Yeah, maybe not then.
But maybe you do. Oh, yeah, I think you do. I think you're on to most of it, but it's not as specific as you're thinking. All right, the tiebreaker is this. Yeah. Everybody just jump in with your answers.
Wait, with the answers or with our name?
You're the answer. I know, right? Sometimes they have you buzz in with your own name. That's true. But in this case, just say the answer.
Stressed out.
Just say it.
It's like, you don't know what it's like up here. You think, I know when I listen to the show, you think you know all the answers. Being up here is intense.
Let's go to work.
Reservoir Dogs.
Damn it.
Sam is our winner.
Damn it! I knew what it was! I was just going to say Pulp Fiction. I was just going to yell Pulp Fiction.
Quentin Tarantino acts in all of those movies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got that past Sam, who is in a Quentin Tarantino movie.
Well, if you'd said a bastard's job is never done.
Is that the tagline for that?
I think it's a bastard's work is never done, but you get the idea. I knew the Let's Go to Work one because that's on the British Quad poster, which has been hanging in my bedroom for 20 years.
Oh, shit, I picked the wrong one then, because there was like six or seven to choose from, but I didn't want to say every dog has his day because, right, you know, dog kind of gives it way too much away. But then here's another one. Let's get the job done. I mean, come on.
Oh, that's the greatest show on earth.
Yeah.
That's the tagline from that.
There's not that many more movies that he acts in, is there? I mean, I couldn't think of any other one.
Well, he acts in a lot of his own, obviously, so that's why I went with Reservoir Dogs. Yeah. But he has
what about
part
Destiny
of a movie
Turns
called
on
Destiny
the Radio?
Turns on the Radio, yeah. And then he did lots of wacky TV appearances, like, you know, he was Elvis, yeah, an Elvis impersonator on The Golden Girls. And he was in an episode of Margaret Cho's sitcom, All American Girl. I think he directed it.
And he's in Planet Terror.
Yeah.
But Rodriguez directed it.
Yeah. I mean, he's in most of his movies, and they even say he's in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, but that's just because he's the voice directing the cigarette commercial.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, congratulations to Sam for winning that one, but that only means...
Thanks.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead.
Uh-oh.
Congrats.
Would you like to throw a phone nut?
I believe I would.
All right. Sam's going to throw a phone nut. Look at him,
everybody. Try to get this guy in the back. This
put on your protective
no
goggles.
Yeah. No weight.
It's light, but it can still...
Whoa!
Wow, it was like a shooting gallery because there was a lady moving across the back that I thought it was going to hit. Are you folks leaving just because you don't want to get hit with a phone nut?
I'm not kidding. The man that just left looked incredibly like the man that yelled at me. I'm not kidding.
Do you think it's him, really?
I don't know, man. Let me go find out. Let me have two more drinks and then go talk to him.
Took him long enough to walk out on this one.
Yeah,
he was like, wait a second.
Quintet.
I think that was me he was talking about.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we always lose a few people during the show like this because, first of all, they probably didn't know what they were getting into. But then, secondly, like, there's, so many movies and things going on that, you know, people get all FOMO and have to leave and go do something else. But that's not going to stop us from playing the determining game tonight. And as almost always, it's going to be Last Man Stanton. Wow. I reached out to, or I should say someone reached out to me on Twitter who has a suggestion for a name for this game. We're going to take turns naming movies that person was in. And if you can't think of one, you're out. But you can go to your lifeline once. You can go to your person whose name tag you chose one time. And if on that one time they fail you, if they say, I do not have an answer, or they say something that's not correct, you can phone a celebrity. You can call somebody, but we all have to agree that person's famous. And then they have to pick up the phone, which they will never do.
Be embarrassing.
That will yeah.
Are you kidding? Is that really an option?
That is really an option.
Okay.
Do they have to be on speaker?
Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to trick famous people into being on this show. Okay. I mean, we talked to Saget one time, although he's been an actual guest on the show too, so that doesn't count that much, I guess, but. So think about that, but you probably won't have to resort to that because the lifelines usually are helpful. Where is K8 Sherman? Kate Sherman. Hey, how you doing, front row? What do you do? Do you live around here?
I'm an accountant from Grand Rapids.
Accountant in Grand Rapids. Let's hear it. You ever go to that comedy club there, Dr. Grins?
Oh,
yes. Yeah, I used to play there. Yeah, I got really good at comedy, though, so I stopped going there.
Yeah, it's such a prestigious place, though.
Well, that's the thing. I was like, you know what? I'm too good for a room where there's a band playing in the room next door, and you can hear it the whole time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like in a entertainment complex, and you're just one of the entertainments when you do stand-up comedy there. But everyone's real nice, and I do have a good time when I go there. All right, so what is your suggestion for a name for this game?
Eddie
Oh, the great Eddie Murphy. I just watched his Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee with Jerry Seinfeld, and it was really nice to see Eddie Murphy like laughing and talking about comedy, and he says he's going to get back into it, but he also says the first time's the hardest. That's why he hasn't done it in all this time.
I think Netflix offered him like $70 million. I think it's
now he's got the money, so he's going to have to do it. Yeah. But
on the same day, by the way, it was like they announced on a Tuesday Netflix lost $29 billion this week or whatever, and then the next day they're like, we're going to offer Eddie Murphy $70 million. Like, guys, what is this business strategy of yours here at Netflix?
Yeah, it's they have a lot of money.
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Where's it coming from? Let's get to the bottom of it. That's a documentary I'd like to see at this festival. Where's that?
Which
Netflix?
Would you rather see, a documentary about how nefarious Netflix is, or you doing a special on a comedy special on Netflix?
I'll go with the special.
Yeah. So I'm going to cut I'm going to cut this conversation out of this show. You're welcome.
No, you can leave it in. You can leave it in. I'm dangerous, man. I say crazy shit while I'm up here.
Well, that's what I like to. I like to think that I'm a comedian. I was just joking around. But people have thin skin over at Netflix. I don't know. All right, so everyone that I've met there is nice.
Yeah.
What's happening, Sam?
Well, we're going to do Eddie Murphy, and I've asked you this before, and you've said no, but I'll try again. Am I allowed to defer on the first round?
What does that mean?
He's saying it's like a disadvantage
to go first. It's a huge disadvantage to go first in this game.
Like, why? Can't you just name his most famous movie and just get it out of the way?
Of course I can, but then when we start to get
then you're fucking with the other players, so it is a good position to start.
It's a good argument.
Because you're taking away a good answer.
All right, Beverly Hills Cop.
That's what you come up with after all of that? I'm just kidding.
I was pretty famous.
Joe, let's go this way. Joe?
Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Oh, I like how this is going. Dan?
Bowfinger.
All right, I'll say it. Beverly Hills Cop 3. Sam?
Let's see. I don't come up with anything with a sequel.
Right.
So strategic.
Yeah, it was a terrible position. Let's see. Got all of those. Got that.
Just say one.
Forty-Eight Hours.
Okay, Joe.
Another.
There it is. There it is. There it is.
Dan.
Bowfinger. Coming to America.
Coming to America? Okay. The Nutty Professor.
The Nutty Professor 2, : The Clumps.
Okay. Yes.
Boomerang.
Oh. He's got so many B titles.
Hmm.
Harlem Nights.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I'm going to go with... Wait a second. What was your last one, Joe?
I forget already. It was Boomerang.
Boomerang. Okay. Dreamgirls.
Nice. The Distinguished Gentleman.
Ooh.
I probably should have sat on that, right?
Oh, that was a good one.
Oh, was that the one you had as my... Okay. Better have a good one.
Stop talking to your lifeline. Joe.
The Golden Child.
Very good, very good.
Shrek.
Oh, I love this. Shrek 2. Yep.
Shrek Forever After.
I almost got caught.
Nice work.
Right, because you can't remember the whole title of the other one.
Shrek the Third.
Oh, you did it.
Yep.
Oh, that is it. Okay.
Norbit? Is that a thing?
Mm-hmm. That's totally a thing. I'm going to go with... Meet Dave.
You're going to say it. That after he said Norbit.
I was going to say Dave, so good. I'm glad.
Yeah, that worked out good for you.
Yeah.
Sam?
Boy.
Oh, if we're quiet, we can hear what movie's playing out at the open space. It's not that late. They're showing Woodstock. Is it tonight or tomorrow? Tonight? It's starting at like 10 o'clock and it's 3 hours long. Oh, they're going to go early. Interesting. Sam?
Ah.
Oh, are you really out?
No, I just, I'm...
It's all strategy that you're...
I'm just, I don't want to... The problem, I don't want to say it, but no, I've got a lot of good ones left, Doug, but they're deep cuts. He's done so many bad movies.
I mean, you don't think Meet Dave's a deep cut? Let's start deep cutting it up, buddy.
Another one.
Yeah, what is that other one?
I got a couple ones floating around in my head. Ooh, another one. Ooh, another
ooh,
one.
Ooh, another one?
Yeah, who do I think I am? DJ Khaled?
all right. Vampire in Brooklyn.
Yes. That's a nice one.
Trading Places.
Oh my.
That's an obscure one.
Yeah.
I got some up my sleeve.
You got some?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't start dancing.
I'm excited
with me right
about
now.
This.
Yeah.
Dan?
I think I'm up to my deepest cut. I think he was in like an indie film called Mr. Church. Does that sound right to anybody?
Yep.
People are saying yes.
Okay, yeah. I think it's legit.
I think he was in another indie movie, little animated film called Mulan.
Yeah. Oh wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sam?
We did that one.
Oh my God!
I'm just going
such a strategist.
I'm trying to do it chronologically because this is my weakest game is Last Man Standing. So because I don't ever think about an actor in their filmography. That's not how I categorize actors. I think of the movie and then everybody in.
Well, no pressure, but three people just walked out.
No, they're going outside to tell people, get inside, you can watch a guy think.
Yeah. Pretty exciting times.
Hurry, Sam's striking the Rodin pose.
God, I know we've got to be missing a huge one.
It's unbelievable that you have answers and are taking this long.
All right, fine. 1,000 words.
Yes. That one was... That movie was crazy because, like, if one thing Eddie Murphy's great at, it's talking, and then to have him play a character that can't talk the whole time, yeah. Fuck that movie.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, Joe.
Life.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to phone my bud, Aladdin, here.
Aladdin, what do you got for Dan?
The Adventures of Pluto Nash.
That's what I was
the
trying to think of.
The Adventures of Pluto Nash. Very good.
Yeah, I was thinking that, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this just to see what Sam does with it. Dr. Doolittle.
Dr. Doolittle 2. Thank you, Doug. I was tired of giving those to Joe.
You're forcing me to go deep here.
I thought Sam was a bigger man than that. I thought he'd say something else.
No. No. You put me in the worst position.
You're here to win. Joe?
The Holy Man.
Yes.
What? It's just called Holy Man.
Oh, come on.
Just saying.
But yeah, but if you want to, but you got to at least be like, you know, that's not right to get him to the right title instead of just saying what the right title is immediately.
Okay.
So I'm going to let him stay.
That's fine.
There you go.
Because he remembered that shitty movie.
I saw one from the audience, but I'm not going to take it. But I don't have one.
Somebody mouthed it?
All right, whatever.
Did they act it out?
I don't want to point.
What did they do?
I mouthed it, but all right. But I'm not going to use it.
Okay.
Which means I think I might be.
You're a very honorable player.
I know.
I'd say use the one that you saw.
No, I won't do it.
Yeah, come on.
I can't
on,
win that
man.
Way. I don't like it.
All right.
I like rules. I like structure.
Okay, so you're...
I won't feel good about it.
So you're out then?
I'm out, guys. Sorry. Sorry.
That's okay.
Sorry, Ladan. I get an applause for losing.
It's pretty tough, man. I did have a few, but then I said a few. And so that sort of dissipated. But I think I've got another good squirrely one that I can whip out. Oh, shit. What was that fucking movie called?
I could tell you the one I know, because you're the host. Doesn't matter. Right?
What do you mean?
I mean, I can tell you the one, because to keep it competitive with those guys.
No,
you can't
no.
win, right?
Like, no, I can't win, but I like to stay in the game if I can.
Fair enough.
But a couple of things that came into my head went away. Joe just thought of something. I'm going to go with... You guys, I'm going to sleep on it. I'll be right back. Let me just get a quick nap in. Shoot. I think I'm going to tap. Yeah.
Oh.
Sam?
The Tower Heist.
Yes!
Oh.
Well, as we learned previously, it's not called...
Exactly.
The Tower Heist.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
You're telling me the correct title, Tower Heist.
All right.
Now we're even.
You want to fuck
sure
around?
So you, Joe.
No, I don't.
Because I came to play today.
I know you did, Joe. You always come to play.
Metro.
Oh,
Metro.
That was the one I was thinking of where he's a bad cop.
God damn it, I just thought of another one.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Back to you, Sam.
All right. Oof. Gotten all the real bad ones out, haven't we?
But you have some? Now, or?
I still have my my lifeline.
Oh, he's.
I hope.
That's interesting.
Oh, my lifeline says yeah?
Oh, Lifeline's saying go for it.
The Haunted Mansion.
Oh, the Haunted Mansion. Great well done, work, sir. Lifeline. Back to you, Joe.
You're forcing me to do this.
Yes,
oh,
I am.
Oh, wow.
Best Defense.
Yes, that's the one I was trying to think of with Dudley Moore.
Wow.
And I still have my Lifeline.
Yes, you do.
It might be one of Eddie Murphy's, if not his smallest screen role, it's up there, because he's just sort of a supporting thing in that.
I think he just pops out of the tank in that one scene. I think like that's literally all he does.
That's it?
In
he just
movie.
Pops out?
It's like rated as one of the most...
He just pops out and goes...
yeah. It's considered like one of the worst movies of all time. It's like up
good.
There with like Ishtar.
It's not good. Where are we? What's happening, Sam?
Back on me.
Do it.
I think we got them all.
I am not 100% positive, but I'm reasonably sure he is also in Puss in Boots.
Oh, the yeah. I bet you. I think Donkey shows up in Puss in Boots.
He does. He does.
Around,
my friend wrote
what's
that
what's this puss in his boots? Donkey. All right. Back to you, Joe.
I'm going to my lifeline.
What do you got, lifeline?
Daddy daycare.
Daddy. Freaking daycare.
Thank you.
Oh, no. Now he's going to say the sequel.
Daddy, daycare is a great answer. A great answer.
Nice fucking
yeah,
work.
He's not.
Really, he's not in that shit
he's
sequel.
Not in the sequel.
Was it
oh, man.
All right.
And see, this is why I didn't want to go first, Doug, because Joe and I have now named the exact same number of Eddie Murphy movies.
So and you got to say the right. first one and every other one before he got to speak.
Huh?
There are none left, are there?
There's got to be at least one terrible Eddie Murphy movie.
I got
named
one.
Named about 17.
I know. We've named
we
so
did a great job,
movies.
You guys. We're very good at this. Mm. Why don't you... He's out of his seat.
Released theatrically, Eddie Murphy... Delirious.
I think
whoa!
Wait, but then maybe...
You know what to do now, don't you, Joe?
I think I know what to do. I think I need to bring up a little movie called Eddie Murphy Raw!
Yeah. Yeah. Boy, you sure know how to play that position.
Back to you, Sam.
By the way, I don't think Delirious was released theatrically.
Oh, it totally was.
All right. I don't want to split hairs, but... I want to win.
You all out, Sam?
No, I can come up with one more.
Really?
Maybe. I don't know. Give me a minute, Doug.
Should we do plugs while you're thinking?
Sure.
I think I would have started with Raw. Like maybe Delirious would have been harder to remember, or is that wrong?
I think Delirious is
that would have
more easy. Okay.
No, you would if you would have said Raw, I would have been fucked because I never That's knew Delirious saying. Was in theaters.
Well, I have.
I thought it was just an HBO special.
No, I think it was in theaters. I mean, I'm not 100% sure, All but right. I have friends who said they saw it in theaters, and they're older than I am. Joe, you're older than I am. Did you see it in theaters?
Say
no, what?
I was
What's
four.
Happening?
What's that? I don't know.
Quit stalling, Sam.
All right. No, I'm tapped out, Doug.
That's it?
So, oh, Celebrity Lifeline?
No,
it's only if your lifeline fails right, you, and your lifeline was awesome.
He wanted me to call Kevin Pollak so bad.
Do you have another one, Joe?
No, but I did get the last correct answer.
Yeah, yeah. No, I just, but it's fun to have, you know, then you have one more just like to a, fucking
like a real,
stomp
like a real
on
fuck
it.
You one?
Yeah.
Well, then you win, but who wins?
He had
now?
That,
Joe wins.
He had that Claymation TV show.
Yeah, the PJs.
Called the, oh, all right. Yeah. I thought it was called the Eddie Murphy
But he's
Claymation
in a movie
TV
with show. Owen Wilson called Showtime.
Oh, and he's also in I Spy.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right.
And that's all the Eddie Murphy movies.
That's probably all of them.
I swear.
Nice job, Joe.
Uh-oh. A lady's got one. What do you got?
Mulan 2.
Oh, he's in Mulan 2? Oh. And that's what it's called?
Yeah.
Was it like a video home movie thing? Didn't go to theaters?
I don't know. It sucked.
Oh, it sucked. Okay, that's good. I don't think that was officially a theatrical release, but that is a good answer. But
more hands up still.
Where else? What else?
Imagine That.
Imagine That?
Oh, yeah.
Holy fuck. Christmas with the Clumps?
I think you're thinking Christmas with the Cranks.
Yeah, that's not a movie.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
We said Golden Child.
I know it was a few hours ago, but we did say that one.
That guy's been dreaming about Christmas with the Clumps forever. Like, it would be so awesome.
It'd be better than Christmas with the Cranks. That's for damn sure.
I'll save time from the corrections department. Delirious does not appear to have been released theatrically.
Oh.
Should have gone with Raw.
So you really won that one, Joe. Joe DeRosa, everybody.
Thank you.
Let's get Ryan his prizes. Does Joe get to keep the car?
I don't want it.
Pretty fucked up now.
I also don't think he wants to give it to you. That's why good. I was asking him.
There you go, dude. Thank you, sir. Congratulations.
There's go more. Ahead, there's sir. More.
More tote bags.
Yeah, congratulations. All right, so as I was mentioning earlier, plugs. Dan, what do you got?
I got this movie, Safe Spaces, which is coming out, I heard sometimes like November, December of later this year, and playing festivals and playing at this film festival over the next 2 days. If you guys are around, I think you might enjoy it.
What's it about? Really? He described it at the beginning of the show. I know, it was a long time ago. But also, you can look up in your program guide, and it's got a nice little description. But I like to go in blank. Yeah. Film festivals are a great time to just be like, I like Dan, I like Justin Long, I like Fran Drescher. So you just go in and see it, you know?
If I called Fran, it would have been pretty awesome if she picked up. She wouldn't have known anything.
Do you want to try and call her anyway?
I don't think she'll pick up.
Yeah, people don't pick up.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
But maybe she'll be like, oh, man, it's like an emergency.
Just try it. Because just to hear her go, just to hear her. How funny would it be to hear her say, hello?
Well,
like, just what does she say?
Is being
How does
invaded.
She answer the phone? What does she say?
I don't know if I've ever.
Hello?
Skype. We haven't talked. I have her number.
Okay. All right.
All right. Let's go.
While you do that, Joe, tell us your plugs.
We got her voicemail. It'll be pretty fun, too.
Yeah.
There's no way her voicemail is anything but the robot, right?
It would be cool. Wish we can go straight to voicemail and find out. All right, sorry. Go on.
No, please. I have a web series with Comedy Central called You Let Me Down. It's on YouTube. Only a few episodes, but if you want to check that out, please do. And then I also have a movie podcast called We'll See You in Hell, which we review genre movies. So you can check that out, Pat Walsh and myself, wherever you get your podcasts from.
We got to try to get you out to Fantastic Fest.
We would
love that shit.
We would love to. We've been doing this for a while, and we have a really nice, loyal fan base, but it's like we're We need to do more stuff like that. It's very hard. I don't know why it's so hard.
But the guy who runs Fantastic Fest was the one who said, you're pushing it, buddy. Guy's got a lot of reach.
He was dressed as Darth Maul as he was yelling it at me.
Sam, what are your plugs?
My comic book nerds, my DC nerds, you can catch me every day on DC Daily on the DC Universe streaming platform. And relax, you can watch DC Daily for free. It is in front of the paywall on DC Universe, which also happens to have great other shows like Swamp Thing, Titans, Doom Patrol, the new Harley Quinn animated series. And, on August 5th, you can catch me on two episodes of a very funny Netflix show called No Good Nick. You should watch the whole thing, but if you just want to see me, Mom, I'm on episodes 15 and 17.
Cool.
Out of how many did they do? A dozen?
Yep.
All right, so, you guys are right. Math jokes are terrible. the first annual Doug Benson Film Festival is coming to the Alamo Drafthouse Ritz in August on the 15th and 16th. Who wants another throw nut? Not that I can be accurate with it. Oh, shit. They just go. It's crazy.
Did you make those?
Nobody gets that. Lady made them in San Francisco, so thanks again to her. And thanks to you guys for coming out today. What a great, great crowd. One more time for all of my guests, Dan Schechter, Joe DeRosa, and Sam Levine. As always, positive energy, motherfuckers!
Thanks again to Good Boys. One of the guys who made Superbad and Sausage Party made an R-rated comedy starring 12-year-old boys. Well, they did, and the hilarious new movie, Good Boys, is the result. Critics and audiences have been loving Good Boys, raving that you laugh for 90 minutes straight, and that it's delightfully inappropriate. Don't miss Good Boys in theaters August 16th.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his